Good morning and a happy 130th birthday to Eiffel Tower. And congratulations to Mahatma Gandhi for getting the anti-national tag. It is 17th May 2019 and it took an alleged terrorist to confirm that Nathuram Godse has always been a Hindutva hero, RSS hero and of course a BJP hero. Pragya Thakur, out on bail for health reasons, miraculously cured of cancer with cow piss, can't find anything else in the cow's body to cure her of her hatred. But then it's not hers alone. Yesterday, the Thakurayan in a very Sunny Deol style proclaimed, after all the same party, that Nathuram Godse, the man who assassinated Mahatma Gandhi, was a Deshbhakt, is a Deshbhakt and will remain one. Was a patriot, is a patriot and will remain one. Well, if you aren't surprised, that because maybe you aren't unfurling the underlying meaning here, Godse is a patriot, well, not of India, but Hindu Rashtra. And that is the essence, is the reason for BJP and RSS to exist and why Pragya Thakur has been given the hugs from Uma Bharti to who all. The saffron-wearing Pragya Thakur, BJP's candidate in Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, is an accused in the Malegaon blast in which 6 people were killed and more than 100 injured and is out on bail. No senior leader of the BJP has spoken about Pragya Thakur's comment, but party spokesperson GVL Narasimha Rao said the party would ask her to make apologies publicly, saying BJP does not agree with this statement, we condemn it. Nationalistic luminaries of the BJP, have the guts to spell out your stand. That's what Priyanka Gandhi said, and do not be surprised that no one from BJP will say anything about it. They've never been known for having guts. Former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah asked, if the killer of the father of the nation is a patriot, does that make Mahatma Gandhi anti-national? And from cow-cured blast accused, we head to the cow army, the cow vigilantes, as they were propagated by the BJP. A man ferrying cattle was shot dead between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in Bandharwa area, popularly known as Mini Kashmir in Doda district of Jammu region. Well, the triggering clashes between protesters and security forces and prompting the authorities to clamp a curfew and call in the army to contain communal tension as well as ban the internet. Well, the man was shot dead allegedly by the VDC, that is Village Defense Committee members, in Nalthipul area of Bandharwa segment. According to an official, police had taken the deceased body in their possession ahead of the investigation. Well, 6 people have been reportedly detained and the protesters thronging the streets have been demanding they be handed over. Congress leader Ghulam Nabi Azad, who hails from Bandharwa and has represented the constituency in the past, called for a magisterial inquiry into the killing and appealed for calm. Meanwhile, just to highlight that we are living in the most technologically advanced age of humanity, 4 people have been booked for allegedly imposing a social boycott on a family belonging to a Kanjar Bhat community for opposing the practice of virginity tests on women. According to a police official, complainant Vivek Tamaichikar, 29 years old, said the community panchayat had ostracized his family for the past 1 year for opposing the custom that required a newly wed girl to prove her virginity after the wedding night. Matters came to a head when his grandmother expired 3 days ago and no community member attended her funeral due to the alleged directive from the panchayat to sever all links with the Tamaichikar family. And before we head to news from the rest of the world, did you know that smearing cake on the face and giving birthday bumps can land people in jail in Surat, with police banning such cruel and violent acts that not only disturb others, but also jeopardize lives. Well, a notification prohibiting such birthday celebrations at public places such as gardens, roads, bus rapid transport system corridors and bridges was issued by Surat Commissioner of Police Satish Sharma on May the 14th. It will remain in effect till 12th of July. Those found guilty of violating the order will face arrest under IPC Section 188 for disobeying an order duly promulgated by a public servant. Section carries a maximum punishment of a month in jail. And with that, let's head to international news, and starting with our neighborhood. A doctor has been arrested in Pakistan after more than 400 children and 100 adults tested positive for HIV, with authorities investigating whether he intentionally infected them. Authorities say the outbreak in Larkana, southern Pakistan, apparently began when Muzaffar Gangaro, who has AIDS, infected patients in early April. He was arrested this month, and police are trying to determine whether Gangaro knowingly spread the disease. And it's like the horrific stories won't end. This one from the United States of America, where police in Chicago charged three people on Thursday in connection with the murder of a pregnant teenager whose unborn baby was taken from her womb after death. Police said Marlene Ochoa Lopez, 19-year-old, was lured to the home of someone she knew on the 23rd of April with the promise of free baby supplies. She was instead strangled to death and her baby extracted from her womb. And to go to some light-hearted news, winter has finally come for Game of Thrones, and its last series is getting quite a chilly reception. A petition calling on its makers, HBO, to redo Season 8 has been signed by more than 5 lakh disgruntled fans. The latest series of the popular show, based on George R.R. Martin's books, has faced a barrage of criticism online. Disappointed viewers have taken umbrage with the show's narrative structure and the fate of beloved characters. The Change.org petition, launched after this week's penultimate episode was aired, goes further by demanding a complete do-over with competent writers. And while we are on TV shows, it seems Russian bots can not just swing elections, but also the winners of reality singing contest. Well, the result of a popular Russian TV talent show, The Voice Kids, has been cancelled after thousands of fraudulent votes were found to have handed victory to a millionaire's young daughter. There were complaints after singer Mikhaila Abramova, 10 years old, won with 56.5% of the phone-in vote. A cybersecurity firm, Group IB, was hired to examine the vote, and the Channel One statement said that the interim results of the check confirm that there was outside influence on the voting which affected the result. Well, a Group IB statement said in Russian that sequential phone numbers had been used to send automated votes. In other words, bots were used in this case. That is all I have for you for today. Please dispose of your shoes and toothbrushes properly. On the beach of the tiny Cocos Keeling Islands, population 600, marine scientists found 977,000 shoes and 373,000 toothbrushes, including 414 million pieces of plastic, totally weighing about 238 tons. That's a shitload of plastic. So say no to plastic. And as always, thank you for listening in. If you like it, please help us spread the word. You can subscribe us at www.takeapart.in. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.